This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre, a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction of a black community that left hundreds of people dead and 10,000 homeless after 2 days of violence. Moments ago, he spoke to a crowd gathered there saying, "My fellow Americans, this was not a riot. This was a massacre." The audience broke into applause. He said there had been a collective effort to, after the event, to erase it from memory, noting that for many years, Oklahoma children were not taught about it in schools. But the president said such events must be remembered. He said, "We can't just choose to learn what we want to know and not what we should know." That sparked more applause. He said, "We should know the good, the bad, everything. That's what great nations do. They come to terms with their dark sides, and we're a great nation." He also noted discrepancies in the black and white experience in America in regard to home values, insurance costs, and public services. And he addressed voting rights at length, saying in 2020, the country saw an unprecedented assault on the right to vote. He said he would have more to say about this at a later date. Meanwhile, he urged voting rights advocates to redouble their efforts. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. Biden's visit to Tulsa coincided with the opening of a new museum that chronicles the siege. But questions remain over whether to pay reparations and how much to the remaining survivors and descendants of the assault, and how to search the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed in the massacre. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. pullout from Afghanistan is speeding up, with military planners saying almost half of U.S. forces and equipment has been sent home or destroyed. U.S. Central Command on Tuesday said the withdrawal is between 30% and 44% complete, and that six facilities have now been turned over to Afghan security forces, with more bases likely to be handed over in the coming days and weeks. CENTCOM said just last week that the withdrawal was close to 25% complete, and in testimony before lawmakers in Washington, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the withdrawal was proceeding slightly ahead of pace. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Tuesday his government is on board with hosting the Copa America soccer tournament later this month. That's a last-minute switch after planned host Argentina pulled out due to the coronavirus. Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions, released Tuesday after 14 years of study, were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law. That's the in-house legal system that covers the 1.3 billion member Roman Catholic Church. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the Church's handling of sexual abuse. The law recognizes that adults, too, can be victimized by priests who abuse their authority, and said lay people in church offices can be punished for abusing minors as well as adults. The Chinese government on Tuesday accused the United States of politicizing the origins of the coronavirus pandemic by calling for another round of a World Health Organization investigation into the country, saying it is immoral and unpopular. Last week, President Joe Biden told U.S. officials, intelligence officials, to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. Members of the World Health Organization have approved a plan to negotiate the terms of an international pandemic response treaty. Attendees at the closing session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva on Monday voted on a resolution to create a special WHO assembly session in November aimed at reaching a treaty or convention that would help nations better prepare and respond to a potential pandemic, something similar to the COVID-19 outbreak. You can follow this story at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.